Hi there. I'm glad you called Stories and Stuff from here in Minneapolis, the land of cold weather and warm hearts. This is Joy Bubbles, your storyteller. Have you ever heard the name Bronwyn? Well, up until recently in my whole life, I had only met one Bronwyn when I was little and lived in Miami. Only one. But I was doing one of my storytelling sessions in Australia over the phone, and there was about 40 people in the room, and out of that number, there was three Bronwyns all at one time. So, and I talked to one or another, at least one other Bronwyn in Australia. Well, one of these three Bronwyns that was in the room that night that I was telling stories and having discussion afterwards calls me regularly. I talk to people in the U.S. and Canada and England and Australia and about getting in touch with their childhood after they've been a grown-up for a while and stuff. And, well, this Bronwyn thought she would enjoy that, and regularly she does things. I was mentioning about words I like to her, and I told her I love the word cocoon swing. And cocoon swing. It, just when I say it, I kind of imagine something wonderful that you can close yourself in. And she said, why let it just be a word? She said, I'm going to make a cocoon swing. And so that's what Bronwyn did. Bronwyn made a cocoon swing. She got some kind of very sturdy webbing for the bottom and has this kind of thin nylon-like with, you know, that she closes, the whole thing is closed and has like four chains, and it's kind of big and luscious, and she gets in there when she wants to cry, and sometimes when she wants to be happy, or just when she wants to swing and maybe sing. Speaking of singing, she got a letter, and a whole little packet, actually, from the Australian government about her shower, about her singing in her shower, among other things. Did you ever think you'd get a letter from the government about singing in your shower? It's called Energy Australia, she said, and she lives in New South Wales. That's the same state in Australia that Sydney is in, by the way. And what concerns the government, not so much the actual fact that she's singing, but surveys have proved that singing in your shower, the people that sing generally take showers longer. How does a survey get made like that, and how does it get proven that you take longer in your shower when you sing? I'm not sure. I don't think they said. But she was kind of wondering that.